We are learning Masechta Sota, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, and we are starting on the bottom of Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. In the Mishnah, it says a bunch of things that we can say b'chol lashon, and then it says Ve'inu L'Lamar M'Lashon Hakodesh Mikro Mekurim Chalitza Brachas Kepalos Brachas Kanim Brachas Kohen Gadol. So now we're up to the second one. The first one, Bekurim, is learned out from the Levim of Brachas Veklalos, which is said Brachas Veklalos is Daf Lashon Hakodesh from the Kol Kol Moshe, according to our Gemara. And it says by Mikra Bekurim Va'anu Va'amru, learn out that Va'anu Va'amru is B'Losh HaKadosh, Hayinu Chalitza. So in the Mishnah brought down a machlokes, that one man the Yama said, the Tanakhama says, because by Chalitza it says Va'ansa Va'amra, so Va'anu Va'amru, same thing, learn out from Levim. Rav Yudah said you don't need that. It says Kacha, Va'ansa Va'amra Kacha, and Kacha is Lashon, has to be exact, it's Pasuk teaching us, has to be exactly this Lashon. So Zach to Gemara, Chalitza Kei, said, Rabbana Hai Kacha Mai Adlai, what do you do with Lashon Kacha? Meboyle Odova Shum Akev, Shumaisa Ma'akev. We're learning from Kacha that anything that's a Maisa, when it comes to Chalitza, it's Ma'akev. For example, Rashi says, Chalitza, which means taking off the shoe, Rekika, spitting, the Kacha saying, all those Maisim are Ma'akev. That's what Kacha is teaching us. It's not talking about the Lashon of the Loi Chavatz, the Lekachti, all those Lashonis. We're not talking about those Lashonis. Akaponim. So that's Rabban does of Kacha. Rav Yehuda, how does he know that Mais is Ma'akiv? Rav Yehuda Mekoi Kacha. Because Rav Yehuda holds that Koi is also a Lashon of that has to be Lashon HaKadosh. We see the Koi Sevarchus Bnei Yisrael by Brichas Kehanim. He learns Koi is a Drash alone. Here says Koi Kacha. There's also Kacha that teaches us both halachas, that Chalitza is Ma'akiv, and that Maisa is Ma'akev. And that the Dibra of Lashon HaKodesh is Ma'akev. That's the two things you see for Rabbi Yehuda. There's Koy and Kacha. One's that the Maisa is Ma'akev. The other thing is that Lashon HaKodesh is Ma'akev. Rabbanon Koy. Huh?
What does it mean Maisa?
That if you don't take off the shoe, it's not work. The chalitza does not work. Or if you don't spit, it doesn't work. Not everything. When it comes to something in Torah, not every single Maisa is Ma'akev. You know, by Kapara, it says you're supposed to do Zerika on all four corners by Achatas. So if you do one of them, you're Yotze. It's a Kapara. Not everything in the Torah is Ma'akev. You need a Lashana Kosh Lakav a lot of times. Here it says Kacha to say that every part of the Maisa is Ma'akev. Rabbi Yehuda Mekai Kacha, Rabbanon Kai Kacha Le'Master, does not dash in the Lashon Kai Kacha. Rabbi Yehuda, on top of Allah, Megillah Beis, Rabbi Yehuda, Hai Va'ansa Va'amra Ma'avalei. What do you do with the Pasik Va'ansa Va'amra? L'char, what do you do with that Gzer Shava? We know there's a Kabbalah for Gzeres Shava Va'anu Va'amru. We have it other places in Legabi Lashon HaKodesh. So what does he do with that Gzeres Shava? Zog to Gemara Va'yulei like Mur Levim the Lashon HaKodesh. You know what you need it for? The opposite. That we know Lashon HaKodesh by Chalitza from Kacha. And that in turn is the Makar for everywhere else where it says Va'anu Va'amru to teach Lashon HaKodesh. So the way Levim, we know by Brachas a clause is Lashon HaKodesh, because there it says Va'anu Va'amru, here it says Va'anu Va'amru. Just like Chalitz is Lashon HaKodesh, same thing to Levim. And we have a Leil of Kol Kom Moshe. Didn't we say we have a Limud Kol Kom Moshe, says Kol Rama, and says Moshe Dava Lekim Yidan of Akail. So the Gemara, that Rabbi Yehuda, he learned out that Nia Gomer, we know a person cannot make Zer Shavim Atzmai. He has a Kabbalah for the Gzeres Shava of Aniyah Aniyah. Koil Koil Oigame. He has no Kabbalah for the Gzeres Shava of Koil Koil. Taina Miachi. We have a Bryce also that shows us that Rabbi Yehuda's Makar is Va'anu Va'amru and not Koil Koil. Taina Miachi. Rabbi Yehuda, Ime Kamokim Shinemar Koi, Kacha, O Aniyah Vamira, Ein Elash HaKadosh. And the Gemara explains. Koi is referring to Birchas Kehanim, Koi Sevarchu. Kacha is referring to the Chalitza. That there, that's the Makar, the Chalitza, Lashon HaKodesh. Aniyah Va'amira is the Levim. Because the Makar for Levim is Va'anu Va'amru, that's the Makar there, Lashon HaKodesh. Just like Rabbi Yehuda. According to the Rabbanon, the Makar that Levim Lashon HaKodesh is from Koil Koil. And that in turn learns to everywhere else. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, Aniyah Va'amira is the Makar for a few places, including the Levim. And actually, it's learned out from Chalitza. But Kacha by Chalitza is the base Makar that we know that has to be with Lashon HaKodesh. Brachos v'klolis ketev. The next Gemara is going to discuss where exactly was Har Grizim v'Har Evel. It's machlokes tanoim where it was, and we will speak out how is it possible to have a machlokes tanoim about that. Don't we know where Har Evel and Har Grizim is? But come on, we'll see the Gemara. We'll explain it as we go along. Brachos v'klolis ketev. Kim shavish shalz yardin. I in the Mishnah. Tanor Abana. It said in the pasuk, the beginning of Parshas Re'eh, where Moshe says, where is this place, Moshe tells them, Re'eh, when you get there to Yisrael, I'm going to give you brachos for klois. Of course, brachos talking through Moshe Rabbeinu that I'm going to give you brachos for klois. Al hargrizim al evil. Where is it? So pasuk says aloi hema be'eva hayarden. I'm going to read the whole pasuk. It's Devarim Yud Aleph pasuk Lamed, beginning of parashas Re'eh. Haloi hema be'eva hayarden. Acharei derech mavoy hashemesh be'eretz aknani hayoyishiv va'arava mula gilgul eitz aloi nemayra. A lot of different simonim. It's Eva Yarden Acher Derech Mavoy Hashemesh. It's Be'eretz Hakanani Yishev Arava Mula Gilgal Eitz Aloy Nemayra. That's the pasuk. So Zok the Gemara, what does it mean? Me'eva Yarden Ve'Elech the Rabbi Yehuda. Me'eva Yarden Rabbi Yehuda says, and I'm going to prove it. Rabbi Yehuda says, I'm going to prove it to you. It means it was very far away from the Yarden. That means the Yarden is the eastern border of Eretz Yisrael, the eastern border. At this time, they were on the east side of the Yarden. They were out of Eretz Yisrael on the east side. So when they crossed the Yarden, you're going to go to Hargriz Ma'evel. Zok Rabbi Yehuda, you went far away from the Yarden. Actually, it's 120 mil. That's how far you went. You went 120 mil away from the Yarden. How do I know that, Zok Rabbi Yehuda? Because Acharei Derech Mavoy HaShemesh, Acharei is a Lashon Muflig, which means far away. Derech Mavoy HaShemesh, Mavoy HaShemesh is where the sun comes up. Makom Shachama Zerachas, which means in the east. So far away from the east. That's what Rabbi Yehuda knows. It means far away from the Yarden. Be'eretz Haknani Yoshev Arava. It's an Eretz Haknani Yoshev Arava. Elu, this is Hargriz Ma'arevel Yoshev Ha'am Kusim. That means Yehuda's giving a simon. Of course, there were no Kusim in those days. But he's saying, right now, you know what that is? You know where the Kusim live in Hargriz Ma'arevel? That is where this place was. Mula Gilgal, Samach Gilgal, next to Gilgal. Which, the truth is, it's not next to Gilgal, this place of Hargriz Ma'arevel, but it can, maybe it means you can see Gilgal, maybe. Eitza Aloy Neymayre, Shechem. Eitza Aloy Neymayre means Shechem. How do we know that? Halo Neymayre, V'ayab Avram Be'eretz Amokim Shechem Ad Aloy Neymayre, Ma Aloy Neymayre, Hamelo Halon Shechem, Avkan Shechem. Here it's also Shechem. So Rabbi Yehuda says that Hargriz Ma'arevel was near Shechem, in the area called Shomron, where the Kusim actually lived. The Kusim actually made their Beis HaMikdash there on Hargrizim. That's where they. That's near Shechem. That is where the brachos HaKlalos were said. 120 mil away from the Yarden. Tanya, Unta Braisa, Omer Rav Eliezer, Rav Yosi, V'dava Zez Yafti Sifrei Kusim. I did this drasha. I showed that the Sifrei Kusim are forgeries. Amarti Lehem, I told them, Yafti Dar Seichem, V'lisa V'yatchem Klum. You forged your Torah, and you didn't gain anything. Sha'atav Eimrim, Eloi Neymar Yishchem. You take a learn, and that's why you guys make the Beis HaMikdash near Shechem, because you said, Eloi Neymar Yishchem. We also agree to that. But we know, how do we know it? We learn that from Gzeres Shava that it says, Elohim Meirah and Shechem, by Avram, see here also. Atem, you don't hold the Torah Shavah Peh. That's the whole part of the Kusim. They don't hold the Torah Shavah Peh. How do you know it? You're still saying it if you don't even hold of it. So this alone is like a steer in Menei Bay. It shows that all your Torah doesn't make any sense. Because you say you only go with Torah Shavah Ksav at Torah Shavah Peh, but Lamaitse, you're using Torah Shavah Peh to understand that Elohim Meirah means Shechem. Al Kaponim, Ad Kan, Shitas Rabbi Yehuda holds that Hagrizim Vareval is far from the east, it's far from the Yarden, it's more towards the west, 120 mil towards the west. Rabbi Eliezer is going to argue. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, no, you have wrong touch. Haloi Hema Be'eva HaYarden, Somach LeYarden. It was close to the Yarden, which means Hagrizim Vareval was on the east of Eretz Yisrael, right near the Yarden. What's my raya? If it's going 120 mil, halay ksiv, it says in the pasuk, v'hoya ba'avruchem es hayarden, takimu es avonim ha'ilach, shonechim es avonim ha'ilach, shonechim es avonim ha'ilach, v'satan es v'sid. It says, right when you go over the Yarden, you're going to put up these avonim, b'har eval. What do you mean? It's 120 mil away. It sounds like it's that day. Halay ksiv, halay ha'ilach, v'erach es Yarden, so that sounds like right away. Therefore, I hold, it's right after you leave cross the Yarden. Another part of drasha. Achrei derech mavoy hashemesh, mokum shachama shekas. Achrei is a lashon of muflig, and mavoy hashemesh is mokum shachama shekas, where it sets. Where does the sun set? In the west, far away from the west, which means right by the beginning of the Yarden, far away from the west. So that's what Rabbi Eliezer holds, that it was right after the Yarden. That's where Hargriz Ma'arevel is. We got to stop here and just speak out the Tosfos of Rosh's kasha, and then Tosfos has answered the kasha. The Tosfos of Rosh asked the kasha like this. says, "Kash, aber kashali, heich nechluku bezeh atanoyim. Vichloi hoyu shmois, vichloi hoyu shemois, horei Yisrael." You doing lehem? Didn't they know the mountain of Yisrael? Everyone knows where Hagriz of Abel is. It's near Shechem. So what's the shaila? Where it is? Go check it out. Go take out your map and check it out where it is. How can be machlokes 120 mil apart? Zok Taisus from the Yishalmi, and the Taisus brings the Yishalmi also. He says like this. Look at Taisus Rebbe Maskel Mul in the middle of Taisus. Yishalmi, ma mekayim Rebbe Eliezer has a Hagriz of Abel. What do you do with Hagriz of Abel? Zok the Yishalmi, shtei gav shushos hayu asu. They made these two mounds of earth. The Koruze Hagriz of Harivel. Right after they passed the Yarden, they either identified two piles of earth or they made them and they called them Hagrizim Harivel. That's what they did. And against guys have built the standard. They're nice. And therefore, and that was the place. Now, what's Pshat Rabbi Huda? Now, let's go to Rabbi Huda now. Rabbi Huda says that they went 120 mil. But Lamaisi, Rabbi Lez is telling me, good. They're going to do it. It's 120 mil. You know how long it takes to go 120 mil? It could take a few weeks. So what's going on? Zog Taisus, right? The next words of Taisus. Adai Rabbi Yehuda, may have esu mil, holchu bo yisa yoyin. It was a nace. The kvitsa derech. Then 120 mil one day. And that's how they got there. So here we have a big machlokes, exactly what's going on. Rabbi Eliezer holds that it has to be right here. And that's where they made these two mounds. And according to the Rabbi Yehuda, it's further on. So let's go further in the Gemara. The next Gemara, There's two ways to learn the Gemara. So we're going to learn the Gemara. We'll speak out very clearly exactly what's going on here. Zok the Gemara. So up to the where it says the words here, Be'eretz HaKanani. It said it in the Pasuk, Be'eretz HaKanani. So Eretz Chivi. So Rashi says, Eretz HaKanani is Eretz Chivi. Eretz Chivi is Shechem. Shechem is called Chivi. So it's Eretz Chivi. So Pasuk is going in Rabbi Eliezer Shita right now. So Rabbi Elazar will hold, there's a place called Shechem maybe here also. Hayoshev bar Rava, Freik the Gemara on himself, or let's ask himself, Leben Harim Megvoy is saying, Yoshev, isn't the area around the Yarden mountainous? So it's a question on himself. And Mala Gilgal, bar Loi Rava is a Gilgal. L'chaira, this is not near Gilgal, he didn't see Gilgal. So also Kash on Rabbi Elazar, he asks on himself. So the Gemara answers, Rabbi Elazar Yaakov Aymer, Leba Kosov, Rabbi Elazar Yaakov says that part of the passage, and they'll answer Rabbi Elazar, Leba Kosov, Laharis Lam Derech. Those words are not saying where Hargriz of Evel are. It's just showing them the directions to go after they pass the Yarden. Just like the Hashem showed them the way after they left Mitzrayim with the Onon, here also Hashem's giving them directions. Leba Kosov, Laharis Lam Derech, Bishnia, the second time, Kederach Sharla B'Rishayna, just like Hashem gave him directions after leaving Mitzrayim. And he says, Derech, Derech means Derech, but Derech Leichu V'Avzaz Kram. Go B'Derech, go on the street, go down the highways. Hayoyishiv, V'Yishiv Leichu V'Avzaz. Go in the Yishiv, not in the Midbaros. Ba'arava Lechu V'Avzaz Kram. Go in the plains, not in the Harim V'Avzaz. That's what the Pasuk means. And not coming to tell you directions of where Hagriz V'Avzaz is. So that's the way Rashi learns the Gemara. I just want to point out, the Rosh Hashanah has a beautiful Pshat in the Gemara. Of course, you always go with Rashi. But the Rosh Hashanah says on Rashi, Pirish Dachuk. And the Rosh Hashanah says that there are six kashas that Rabbi Eliezer is asking Rabbi Yehuda. In the Gemara, the words we learned, there are six kashas on Rabbi Yehuda that Rabbi Eliezer is asking. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda holds, where is the Hargriz of Abel? Near Shechem, 120 mil away from the Yarden. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, we have two piles of earth over here near the Yarden, that's where it is. So there's six kashas. Zok the Rosh Hashanah. Kasha number one. Halek Siv. Bahayib Avrachem. Esayarden. Right? It says, Bahayib Avrachem. It's mashma was right away. And we saw what Rabbi Huda answers for that in the Yishami, but it's a chiddush that. So kasha number one is Bahayib Avrachem. Kasha number two. Mavoy Hashem. It's mashma where the sun sets. All over Shas. All over the Chumash and Otaira. Kiva Hashem. It means Shkiyas Chama. So Akhri means far from the west. It's kasha number two. Kasha number three, Dr. Rishash, Be'eretz HaKanani Eretz Chivihi. It's a kasha, according to Rishash. It says in the Pasuk that where is Harayevel Be'eretz Kanani. If it's near Shechem, 120 mil away, that's Eretz Chivi place. That's not Eretz Kanani. That's Chivi. That's Shechem. It's a kasha. Eretz Kanani, Eretz Chivi. That's kasha number three. Kasha number four on Rabbi Yehuda is that Hayoshev Barava, what do you mean? Harayevel Har Shechem is a very mountainous area. It's not Barava. That's kasha number four. Kasha number five, Rabbi Yehuda, Mula Gilgal. Gilgal is near the Yarden, and 120 mil away is Shechem. How could Shechem be Mulha Gilgal? What does that mean? So that's Shefi Rav Yehuda. And Kasha number six is maybe there's no kasha number 6. I made it up. It's kasha 5 kashas. Al-Kapanim, those are the 5 kashas that the Rashi says is Eliezer asking Rabbi Yehuda.
You just said
Gilgal
is not near Shechem.
He said Samach Gilgal, but Shver, it's not true. Gilgal is not near Shechem. It's not. So what he means to say is you see it, maybe.
If you learn like Rashi, where's
Gilgal?
Like,
it's Krimzi Gilgal. That's one of the kashas. Be Rashi, that's one of the kashas. Eliezer asks himself.
Right.
Because near neither place. Gilgal's a third place. Al-Kapanim, so that's how Rashash learns that Rabbi Yehuda is asking 5 kashas on Rabbi Yehuda. And then the Gemara answers, no, just directions. Or it's Rabbi Yehuda asking questions on himself, and Rabbi Yehuda is answering directions. That's how Rashi learns more. That's Rashi's pshat's more dynamic. But this Gemara is a little bit complicated. Who is it a kash on? But Al-Kapanim, I hope we did justice to the Gemara. Look, Gemara Vaita. Tana Rabbanim. Ketzad Ovru Yeshua's Yardin. We know Klal Yeshua was Eva Yardin when Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter, and Yeshua was the one who crossed the Yardin with Klal Yeshua. How they crossed the Yardin? They didn't have a bridge, and we had 600,000 Yidden have to cross the Yardin. So there was a nace. The Kahanim stood with the Orin. They went a little bit into the water, and the water stopped. They had Kriyas Yamsuf times the second time. This is in the Yardin. It stopped. The Yardin split. It stopped. It stopped flowing, and Gans Klal Yeshua walked through it. And our Gemara is going to give us the description of what happened. Tana Rabbanan, Ketzer Ovri Shalzi Yardin, B'chol Yoyim, on a regular day, Oroi Noiseya Achashne Degolim. The Oroi traveled after the 2 Degolim. First the 2 Degolim, which is 6 Shvatim, traveled first, and afterwards came the Oroi. B'ha Yoyim, but today, Nosa Tchilo, the Oroi went first. She never said the Pasuk. Hine Oroi Beris, the Pasuk says that Hine Oroi Beris, Adon Kol Oroi, Oivel Efnechem V'Yardim, go in front of you in the Yardin. And another nafkamina was like this: B'chol yoyim v'yoyim, who carried the aron, Levim versus aron. B'hayoyim, but today when they were going through the Yarden, nasu kahanim. Shnema, it says in the pasuk in Yeshua, this pasukim all in Yeshua. V'hoya kinoyach kapos ragli kahanim, when the feet of the ragli, the soles of the ragli kahanim stopped. Noise aron Hashem, they were carrying aron Hashem. Adon kol aretz v'mei ha'yarden, in the water of the Yarden, mei Yarden yikursun. The water will stop. It says in the pasuk, who is carrying the Aron? The Kahanim. The Kahanim carried the Aron. Tanya, we tackle into the Braisa. Rabbi Yisrael, Meshloish v'koyim is nosu Kahanim as the Aron. There are 3 times that the Kahanim and not the Levim carried the Aron. Number one is, Kishavru is the Yarden. When the Klal Yisrael crossed the Yarden with Yahushua, the Kahanim held the Aron and not the Levim. Ukeshashiba is the Richai. When they ran around, when they surrounded Yericho, it says in the pasuk, "Vayikra Yeshua." It says there, "Vayikra Yeshua ben Nun el Kahanim v'yemar leim." Su'u es arim bris v'shiva Kahanim Yisu shiva shayfrays yoyvul fei adon Hashem. We know it did the 7 shayfrays, went around 7 times. They then also the Kahanim held the arim. And the third time was that means that for a lot of years after Shiloh was destroyed, Mishkan Shiloh, the arim was not in the Mishkan. It was not the same place as the Mizbech. It was in the base of Avinadav, then it went to base Oyved Edom, and then it was in Ir David. The Aron was not in the right place. And then finally, when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, they brought the Aron from that place to the Beis HaMikdash. Who brought it? The Kahanim. It says in the Pasuk, Vayeviyu HaKahanim Es Aron Bris Hashem El Mekoyme El Devir HaBayis El Koyosh HaKadoshim El Tachas Kamfei HaKruvim. That says in the Pasuk Malachim, when they put up the Koyosh HaKadoshim with the wall, the Amatraxon, they brought in the Aron. And now the Pasuk goes further and is going to explain and describe the nace of the Yarden splitting. And Mitzvah Hashem, on the next year, on tomorrow's year, on Daf Lamed Aleph, we will continue from the top of the Amid, which talks about the Yarden stopping in its tracks.